Last week, we had a few suggestions for book lovers on your holiday shopping list, and today we're focusing on a few that are right up my alley, cookbooks. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick has some really great ideas for both beginners and experts in the kitchen, including a few of my all-time favorites. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. The only pursuit I love anywhere near as much as reading is cooking. Nowadays, we're used to finding recipes on the internet, and among the many other reasons to pay for a subscription to the digital version of the New York Times is their truly phenomenal recipe database. You type in a single ingredient, perhaps one that is about to be growing mold in your fridge, and get a selection of recipes for that item.
It is an amazing resource, but I'm still a really big fan of cookbooks. It's like cooking with a friend.
I have three favorite cookbooks, and the pages are filled with handwritten notes, food splatters, and even random phone numbers. One is out of print, but if you ever get a chance to pick up the Victory Garden Cookbook by Marion Marash, you'll find a chapter of recipes for every vegetable in the garden, including weird ones I used to get from my CSA, like kohlrabi. But until Victory Garden is back in print, here are my other ideas. If you're buying a present for a beginning cook or a new householder, how about How to Cook Everything by Mark Bittman of the New York Times? For me, this quickly replaced The Joy of Cooking as my go-to for basics. This is where I learned how to make everything from homemade pizza to beef stew to kasha varnishkas and a good Manhattan. There's a new 10th anniversary edition that adds some cool features, like special codes for recipes that are fast or can be made ahead. If you're buying for a vegetarian, there's a veggie version that's just as amazing. Bittman has a bunch of other cookbooks, and I own a few, but I find I rarely open them. This is the best. While I'm not a complete vegetarian, I rarely cook with meat, and I love international recipes. This is why Sundays at Moosewood Restaurant is my other most beloved cookbook and my favorite of the many offerings from Moosewood. Every Sunday, this restaurant in Ithaca, New York, serves a different ethnic cuisine, and this book contains the recipes from Africa and Armenia through the Caribbean and Provence to Southeast Asia and the southern United States. There's a great Jewish chapter, too. Most of my favorite dishes for company are in this book. For holiday time, I make a drink from the Chile chapter called Cola de Mono, Tail of the Monkey, an incredible draft-style cocktail with tequila, espresso, milk, cinnamon, and sugar. But let me tell you which two cookbooks I most want that I don't have, though I'm probably the last on the block because they're pretty popular. Both are from London restaurateur Yotam Ottolenghi, and both came out in 2011. There's Jerusalem, a cookbook, written with his friend Sami Tamimi. These two men were born in Jerusalem in the same year, Tamimi on the Arab side and Ottolenghi in the Jewish West, so you get recipes for everything from fattoush to latkes. My friend, the Hopkins neuroscientist David Linden, loves to cook the roasted chicken with clementines or the chicken with caramelized onion and cardamom rice for company. For those who prefer not to eat our feathered friends, Ottolenghi also has a vegetarian book called Plenty. If any of my children are listening, you just heard what Mommy wants for Christmas.
The books are How to Cook Everything by Mark Bittman, Sundays at Moosewood from the Moosewood Collective, Jerusalem by Yotam Ottolenghi and Sami Tamimi, and Plenty by Yotam Ottolenghi. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.